Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Be all right in my hometown.
Baby in my hometown.
That is where my parents will be.
Hello.
Hello, we're back.
Welcome. We're back again. It's Batch Bitch. I'm Naomi.
I'm Danielle.
And it's hometown time. Baby, we made it. We made it to hometowns.
Made it to regionals.
The end is near.
Thank God.
What a sweet relief that will be.
Finally, Nick will be able to start steadily dating the girl who has won.
Well.
Maybe.
Maybe. I heard. Now, I'm going to say a rumor that I heard. I'm not going to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
So just if you don't want a rumor, then I guess silence it for like however long we talk about it for.
Okay. Give me that rumor.
That they're not together anymore.
Ugh.
Whoever wins. Which I hope happens because then drama fucking ensues.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, because he's picked the wrong woman.
We don't know. Let's not.
Okay, yes, okay.
That's too much of a spoiler.
Sorry, both of us have had spoilers, unfortunately.
Yes, so it's very hard to avoid the rumors. Yes. I really try to avoid it. People have said that they know who the top two is because they go overseas. For the top two, I don't know what that is, but yeah. I have heard a rumor about who wins, and I've also heard a rumor that they're not together anymore, which is will be very funny because I don't think he's formed a real connection with any of them.
No.
It just makes sense.
And I think there's only one who's formed a real connection with him.
And it is her hometown. It's time for Cass. Woo!
Hey, Cass.
Cass, little cutie. She's so cute. She's standing in a little stable with horses. It reminds me of I used to play Barbie's riding club.
I was about to say she looks like a perfect, like, Barbie in her riding gear.
Yeah. Money. anyway, so then Nick's like, oh, I'm excited to see Cass. You know, unfortunately, like, we saw each other back in the day, but unfortunately the timing wasn't right. What do you mean?
And then he sees her riding a horse and says, is it the hair? Is it the nature? I don't care. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What? What the fuck was that?
Those are the two things. Is it the hair or is it the tree behind the hair?
I cannot tell.
But I'm liking it. So, yeah, they go on a little ride with these horses, Poppy and Katrina, which are, like,
great names.
Fuck names if I've ever heard them.
Katrina. You can't have a... Don't name your horse Katrina. It's ridiculous.
True. Absolutely true. And then, yeah, Nick says, I like that she makes me calm, which is, like...
Just what he says when he's, doesn't know what to say.
Yeah. That's what I would say to my, male friend who I know has a crush on me, but, I don't want to address that because I just like it when we hang out because I don't feel pressure because I know that he likes me a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know I don't have to be anything about myself because I know he'll find everything I do good, but, yeah, I don't feel any pressure around him because I actually have a crush on someone else. This is, I'm talking, This is not current day.
Okay.
That I'm drawing from.
Yeah, okay, good.
It's Mark. Yeah, so he likes that about her. And they have some Tanqueray gin, which they were very kind to show us the label of. But also makes sense for her. You know, out by the stables have some gin.
As you do.
Yeah, just seems like gin is a mum drink that's having a renaissance. I like a gin. Do you like a gin?
Yeah, I like a gin.
Yeah.
Gin and water.
Tonic?
Gin and soda water with lime tonic. Or something.
Gin and tonic, Danielle.
Well, my friend Tess and I, she ordered and she got us a gin and soda with a lime, and it was the first time and I liked it.
Really?
Yes.
I disagree.
She's a doctor.
I disagree that you had a good time.
I say that she's, and I think she does, I do too. She is a doctor, like she's a GP.
I know, you can't stop fucking bringing her up.
And
what,
also
is she prettier than
a
me?
Comedy writer. She's amazing.
Tess.
Yes.
A doctor.
Yes.
And a comedy writer.
Yes, she writes for a lot of TV shows and that sort of thing.
I think I might have met her.
Have you? Yes.
Does she look a lot like Carrie Bickmore?
No, but she has blonde hair, but good to see that you...
I swear she's Carrie Bickmore's twin. Edit that out, you bitch.
Fine. That'll be very easy to edit out.
Edit this out.
It was silent, and then you took a sip and then said, edit that out, bitch.
Please don't edit it out. I'm sassy. I always get deliriously tired as soon as we start the second episode. Just saying it now, once The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are over, we're going to one episode a week.
Yes.
Because it's killing us.
It's killing us. I messaged Naomi earlier in the week and said, Naomi, for the next season, can I not watch The Bachelorette and you tell me what happened on the pod? Because I don't want to watch it.
And I said, no. No, bitch.
And I was like, oh.
We're both doomed. Oh my God, it's going to be so boring. The Bachelorette is going to be so boring.
Yeah, I'm so...
That's why I think you can just leave it on in the background and we'll get the gist.
I don't know why. I'm upset that... Why isn't Cass the Bachelorette?
Cass?
Yeah.
Because she's on this season.
Yeah, well, she should be... I want...
They can't exactly advertise it if she's still in the running.
Imagine her being the Bachelorette and getting feelings for multiple people being like, oh, but I really like... And I'm flustered now. Oh.
She deserves to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
She deserves just a flurry of men.
She deserves everything.
Yeah.
She deserves them bowing at her feet and her being like, not you. You've got curly hair and remind me too much of this dickhead I used to know.
Too much neck. Get out. So,
Cass is a horse girl. She's had some gin. We're having a family dinner.
Yeah, so we meet mum, stepdad, brother Ben, who Nick has met, and her sister Sammy.
I think it's quite funny that Nick's like, Cass's family is a lot like Cass, and then the opening shot is like 5 minutes of everybody hugging everybody.
Yeah, and they're all fucking buff.
Yeah.
Why are they all so ripped?
They're all so ripped. Cass's sister is like an elite CrossFitter.
Yeah, she's
and
tank.
She reminds, like, she looks like a UFC fighter. Like, she reminds me of Holly Holm. And, she, like, I was like, oh, my God, you would kick anybody's ass. Like, Nick should be scared of you.
Yeah. Imagine just being that able.
Yeah.
Like, just being able to do things for yourself.
Yeah, they would all just, like, take one leap to get from one side of the house to the other. I imagine, like, as they walked out the door, they'd just do two chin-ups before they left the house.
Yeah, they probably have a bar.
Yeah. Of course they do.
Oh, they're buff.
Oof. They're so buff. When Cass is the least buff out of everyone, that's crazy because she's pretty fucking buff.
She looks like a twig all of a sudden. So he's met her brother, probably at like footy stuff, I'm guessing. Anyway, and then, they're all similar. Like, they're all the same because they're all just like really, really friendly and beautiful.
Yeah, they're all so sweet and lovely.
So then they go for a little girl chat and it's Cass, her sister and her mum. And this is like...
Five minutes of bullying.
Maybe the first time I've like just fully laughed while watching this. I thought it was actually so fucking funny. It was so funny.
Yeah.
mum's just like, oh, this is amazing, like, because you really liked him and you wanted to impress him. And she's like, no, what you, are you talking about?
Put him in your dream journal for things.
Yeah, you wrote him on your list of things you wanted. And she goes, no, I didn't. That's really weird. I didn't
mom,
do that.
Stop. Mum, mum, stop, mum.
Stop, that's really weird. And she's just like, oh, she's so embarrassed.
So embarrassed. So, Cass, we already knew he was on your vision board. You mentioned it six yes. times.
But he's the one you really liked. You really liked him. You had a huge crush on him. You really liked him. It didn't work out, you know. You really liked him. And she's like, no, shut up.
Mum, no, I didn't like him. Like, I just liked him a bit.
She's like, I wrote, I want to wait. She's like, I wrote, I want to meet my soulmate. I didn't write him. And she's like, you always said that he was potentially the one. And he's like, shut the fuck up.
Mum, you're embarrassing me.
So then they sit down at the dinner table. And then Cass's mum is just like, so, yes, obviously I know everything. Cass has told me everything about you. Obviously, like, just from even before the show, you know, from when you guys dated previously. So I know everything. Is Cass the one? And then it's just Cass's talking head of Cass. And she just says, what the fuck, mum? Fuck, it's so funny.
It's so funny and sweet.
Yeah.
And they also look, like, Cass and Nick look so good together. Like, they, like...
They really do.
They look so good. They look so happy. I think that, like, he just has an idea in his mind of what he, like, of what he wants his wife to be or something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, it being somebody who maybe just has, like, they have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
He's got, like, this image of, like, what his perfect wife would be.
Yep.
Instead of just being, like, a sweet... nice person who makes you happy.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't strike me as, like, the same, like, inner city sort of independent woman by virtue of
yeah
having a rich family kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is how I see Sophie and Brittany.
Yeah, she kind of wants to be told, I think, like, what to do.
Yeah, which is a shame because her goal is to not be controlled. But yeah. I think she's a bit... I mean, she's so young. She's yeah. still finding her feet.
Yeah.
And I think she'll, like... Once she feels confident. More, like, self-determined and actually think about what she wants.
Yeah.
Because, like, just writing that you want a guy is, like, I don't know. That doesn't feel like a goal to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe it's because I've already achieved.
Yeah. But maybe she's also got, like, that... Maybe, like, it seems like she comes from, like, a very sweet, happy family. And so maybe she just, like, looks at her mum and dad and is like, oh, maybe, like, maybe she thinks that that's, like, that would make her happy.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then, like, because she said they all seem just, like, the sweetest, closest family ever. And,
yeah,
like, it just looks like, yeah, of course all these people, like, just want to love and be loved in return.
Yeah.
Like, they just seem like the happiest. I feel like if the world wasn't as it is, these people would be, like, little troll dolls who are just, like, living off flowers.
What?
That's just something I thought in my head and I realized that maybe I shouldn't have said it out loud. You know those little, like, troll dolls with the tufts of hair?
I know.
And they live in, like, a field? That's what I imagine.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Do you mean, because I've seen Troll the movie.
I have not seen that.
And they're all really, really happy.
Yeah. I just assumed that they would just be happy frolicking in nature.
Okay.
Maybe they don't have to be troll dolls. They could just be as they are, if whatever.
If the world wasn't as it was, they'd be troll dolls.
Okay, sorry.
You meant that as a compliment.
Yeah.
There'd be little trolls scurrying around.
So happy.
Little bugs.
And covered in flowers.
Okay, sure. No, they are very cute and very happy. Yeah, Mum says, hopefully Cass is lucky to be the one, just like a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like, of all the four families, this is the one I'd want to be a part of. Just
yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah, they all seem very just happy and comfortable with each other.
Yeah, I love them. Anyway, and then so then Sammy, the sister who's could pick up Nick and put him in a trash can.
Nick's thick neck, which would be a challenge.
takes him away, and so then she's just kind of asking him, what, like, are you
is Cass
my
the
sister?
One?
Yeah, is Cass the one?
Because she's in love with you.
He's just dodging the question, and then she says. So she asks a few questions like that, and then she just says, does my sister stand a chance to be with you in the future? And he doesn't answer that question.
No.
Because the answer's no.
It's horrible. He should have gotten rid of... There was no reason to play with her heart for this long. He knew she wasn't going to get through. At some point, you've got to... You can just... You can tell the producers that you can't keep that person around. It's not fair. They did know you from the outside world. They've had feelings for you in the past. Like, it's not a fresh slate. It's not like... It's not like they've gone from 0 to 100 with these feelings. Like, they had these feelings already there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's fucked up. So, yeah, then she says, I've never seen her so happy, so don't hurt my sister. Like, same joking way exactly as Cass does as well. Just kidding. It's not a joke. So, yeah, it seems like a very sweet, mostly dinner. And then Mum has a little bag of cookies to give him for the road, a little glad bag. It's so cute.
So sweet. When she's like, I've tried really hard with dinner. I've always thought the way to a man's heart was through his stomach. So hopefully I've done well.
So cute. I just had to give him a little taste of my cookies. Okay. So then they go outside because he says he's got to hit the frog and toad.
AKA road, for those of you out there who don't understand.
Do you get it?
Yep.
So they go outside and they have a little kiss.
Yep.
And then she says, behind the scenes, she's like, I'm falling in love with him and I want to tell him now. I don't want to come here and like regret that I didn't say something. Newsflash, Cass.
You've said it all the time way, and it is on your face constantly.
It's very obvious. He's not worried about how you feel about him. And then she's like hugging him and she's like, I came in here to fall in love and she hesitates. She can't say it. She can't say I'm falling in love with you.
Which is nice because it's like saying that she means it when she says it, you know?
Yeah. Unlike, well, I think she means it, but I just think she's a bit scared to say it. So then he ends up leaving, and if it's not me at the end, I'm going to be devastated and get my heart broken. I don't want to talk about it. I'm scared. Oh, Cass.
It's depressing. It's depressing. It's this so is depressing.
Pure. It's such a pure love.
Yeah, she's so pure.
She just loves him. It's really beautiful to watch someone just love someone.
It makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Okay, Brooke. You go, you talk.
Brooke's at a footy field. She's got a football. She's going to teach Nook. She's going to teach Nick how to use the ball.
Oh, my God, what the fuck is this? She says, I'm hoping to teach him some footy stuff and see if he can enjoy that part of my life too.
Yeah. Does Brooke still not understand at all?
I don't think she gets it. I don't think she gets it. He's a football player.
Like, but everybody said he's a football player. Like, at one shot, like, at one point in the series, we had, like, Cass telling everybody his full rundown. Like, he's in the Wallabies. Like, this is insane to me. Why does she keep acting like she is the best, like better than him? Like sure she's good, but if she had no idea who he was and still does not know who he is, this is confusing to me that she obviously has taken no interest in the fact that he plays professionally.
I hope he can enjoy this part of my life. So they play a little rough and tumble ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then she explains that she's been in and out of foster homes. So do you want to explain the family setup? Because I wasn't paying enough attention.
Okay, so Tess is her best friend. And then we have Troy, which is, I think, her brother. I think they said that he was her brother.
Okay.
Or a brother-like figure. I didn't quite catch it, whether if it was brother or brother-like figure. And then there was Peter, who was a father figure.
Cool. He just calls them, Nick just constantly calls them her loved ones. But it's like, they're still her family, Dick. Anyway, he just doesn't say family, which really annoyed me.
Blood's
like,
thicker than water, Naomi.
Yeah. Oh, it's not real family. Hate him. So then Brooke says, Tess has definitely not been a fan of who I've previously dated. Because you dated Blake Coleman.
Yeah.
Who is the biggest fucking idiot in the world. I hope he listens to this.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'd be Blake. Extremely interested in a podcast with two women talking. Fucking dick. Anyway, why don't you bash someone else on the pavement? I'm sorry, I've gotten an attitude now. I sat back. I've leaned back and now I'm... Now I'm a bit trying to be cool. I'm cool and tough in this ep.
That's Naomi's gist now. She's got her hand down her pants.
No, it's on my stomach. I'm wearing high-waisted jeans and it's just grabbing my little tum. It's where it feels safe.
Okay.
So they get to her house and Peter opens the door and he's so cute.
He is like, so sweet.
Welcome. Like, oh, I wish you were my dad. Third time's a charm.
He doesn't say anything in this episode, though, at all.
No, because he's so sweet. Yeah. And they're just trying to get the drama out of it.
And Tess is loving it.
She's so deadpan.
She hates the fact that Brooke is on the TV show The Bachelor, quite clearly from this. Yeah. She says it's not natural.
It's normal, not normal.
Or real.
Yeah. I feel funny about the situation that Brooke's in. It's not normal. True. Yeah.
It isn't.
So, yeah, she just kind of grills him a little bit and then... They go to dinner. They have a dinner to sit down. And she's just grilling him in the middle of dinner.
Like, so hard.
Yeah. If she moved there and you're never going to be there, Brooke needs stability. Yeah. And then Nick says she's throwing a kitchen sink at me.
I don't understand what that one means.
I don't know what that one means either. I don't get it.
But also, she asked, so they went aside. Outside, she pulled him aside.
Yeah, in the middle of dinner as well.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I mean, you're already asking a hard question at the dinner table. There's no need to leave. But that's when we found out that Nick expected Brooke to move to Sydney.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, I mean, I don't think that's... I mean, you've got a career or whatever, but so does she. And also, she quite clearly has had to move around a lot in her life and has, like, these are her close... family that she needs to keep around her.
Well, that's why he keeps saying loved ones. I just feel like he's like, oh, well, you don't really have any family. You can just come.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting from him. Like, he just assumed that she would move there.
Yeah, I think he assumes that of... I almost think he assumes that of every woman, though.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Dick.
I'm a big shot.
Oh, I play football, but not that well. I'm fine. I got a thick neck. That's my... I do impressions now. That's my... I stopped doing stand-up so I can start doing impressions.
Ooh, that was a decision you made?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
How do you feel? Ooh. Ooh, I'm Nick.
Oh, good. I feel very good about that.
So, oh God, I don't care anymore. He's so dumb. I'm just having a breakdown now. I'm going through a lot of emotions this ep.
I found the dinner awkward as fuck.
Yeah, it was awkward because she was like, just, it's weird that she got him, made him stand up in the middle of dinner and leave. It's like, at least finish the meal. Like, everyone else is like, oh, can you come help us wash up or help us prepare dessert or something like that. She's just like, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Pull your side. Yeah, it was awkward. And then at the end, when Nick wanted to have a chat with Brooke outside at the end, Brooke told him that she was falling in love with him.
Yeah.
And then she's like crying and stuff in the talking head. And I was like, I wonder if Cass had have just, like, said the words, if things would have been different.
I don't think so.
No.
Brooke does say, I have a lot, yeah, this is, like, through tears. I have a lot of fun with him. I haven't had a lot of fun with a lot of people. Hmm. Aww. Brooke.
Yeah, that's sad.
You deserve better then. Imagine how fun you could have with someone who actually had a personality.
Yeah.
Man, she'd be thrilled. Get out of Perth. But also don't move from Perth for him. Move from Perth for me. So then they leave after they have a little kissy-kissy kiss on the at the front and he's off. He's also hitting the frog and toad again.
Nick didn't kiss Cass at the end of their date.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah, they full made out.
I must have just not been paying attention.
No, you weren't. I hope you never go on Have You Been Paying Attention, the TV show, because you will lose.
I will lose so bad. Naomi, I don't know anything about current event. Current events.
Current events. You don't know anything about current event.
All right, next day.
Sophie. Now, this one I barely paid attention. Did you get any of this?
I found out Sophie and Nick went jet skiing. I found out Sophie is a twin.
Is she a twin?
Yeah, they said she's a twin. I think with the brunette sister, but I don't know.
I barely remember any of them. Well, they must not be, they must be fraternal twins.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I could just be confused because the twin has brown hair. Confuse me.
But different. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Sophie's a natural blonde. I think she's a liar. So they go jet skiing. Jet skiing?
Yep, they go jet skiing.
The thing about Sophie is she brings out the youthful side of me.
You're only 30.
Don't suck out the youth of a woman so you can use it for yourself because you've abused your body playing sport and now you just want a woman's youth to feed off of. Whatever the male version of a succubus is. What he meant. Can you just agree with me when I do these ridiculous hyperboles?
Sorry.
What do you mean? I don't think Nick Cummins glorifies domestic abuse. Oh, I don't think Nick Cummins is sucking the soul out of this young woman. Just agree with me for once.
Sorry. I just reckon he's because they're jet skiing. He's like, this is a bit of fun.
Nah.
But, I mean, potato, potato.
He's like a Dementor from Harry Potter's. There you go. You like that? You like Harry Potter? Around.
I do like that. Thank you very much.
Just sucking it out of her face. Well, yuck. Leave her alone. I've had enough.
Okay. Nick. Okay. Firstly, also, so when we come into the family part, because the jet skiing was just jet skiing. There was nothing pretty much, I don't think. Then we're on the couch out the back patio.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie and Nick have to sit in between the two sisters. And Nick says there's not a lot of space there. But then he's man-spreading so wide. And I'm like, there's heaps of space there.
Of course.
And you're taking it up. And you're like, I'm squashed. It's like, well, shut your fucking legs a bit.
Oh, my God.
The widest man-spread I've ever seen.
You know, I remember the moment I realized that manspreading was a thing, and it was before the word existed. I remember I was like on a train and I just like looked around and I just saw all the men's legs were so far apart and all the women had their legs like crossed and like, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I found there's like a Tumblr blog and it's like a poem. It's like Ode to My Balls. And it's just like, it's about manspreading and it's every guy who's like, sends in complaints to this Tumblr being like, you don't understand, we need to spread out so our balls feel okay. And it's really funny because the person who runs it is a trans woman. She's like, I literally have balls and I cross my fucking legs, you dickheads.
Yeah.
You don't need, you can sit with your legs, you don't have to cross them even, just sit with them straight forward.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I just press against them now.
And if they are, get them checked.
Seek help. You have mumps.
Yeah.
If someone's spreading into my space, I just start spreading back. Because once they realize what they're doing, if you like look at them or like, you know, then they're mortified.
Yeah.
I love it. But I just love telling people off, actually.
You do.
I actually get off on confronting people.
Tell somebody that they're trying to suck your soul out. On the train. Tram. Fuck, I'm not good at pronouncing
on
stuff.
On the train.
On the train.
What did I do? I went to the movies recently and there were people sitting in our seats. And,
I hate that.
And
I'm stressed out enough going to the movies trying to figure out where the seats are.
Yeah, but there were heaps of seats. I mean, it was still a relatively small cinema, but I was like, we could very easily sit behind them.
Mm.
The one risk is that someone then comes up and tells us we're sitting in their seats. But I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
More than that, I just wanted
to
do it. Yeah. I just thought it would be fun and it was fun. It's like, excuse me, what seats are on your tickets? I was like, because those are ours. And they're like, oh, the printer didn't work. And they showed me the tickets and there were no seats printed on them. Oh. And I was like, oh, that's actually fair. But get the fuck out of my seat.
Yeah. I would also not pick seats that would... Oh, you're buzzing again.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, everybody. We're back. You may notice there is a slight buzzing. That is one of the mic cords is damaged and we tried to fix it, but we cannot fix it. So For the rest of the episode, there will be some buzzing. Sorry about that. We'll have a new cord for the next episode. Thank you so much. Just to let you know that.
I sound like this now. Just kidding. Fuck, I'm on fire today. I've
killed Naomi and turned her into a robot. Just kidding is one of her great impressions.
Where even were we? Oh, I was just talking about how much I love confronting people. So I just don't see Sophie and Nick together. I don't see it.
Me neither. I do not feel like they match each other at all.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that, yeah. I think Cass is the only one who matches him.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking
He's too
asshole.
Blind.
Blinded by the Brit.
Make up like a douche.
Like a brook. Douchebag. That was funnier than what I said over the top of it.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I was trying to listen, but I was too busy trying to pronounce douchebag.
She was trying to prov. So he's sitting with the family at dinner. This is where I get the whole, like, rich vibe. Reminds me of my ex-boyfriend's family and house. Once I was during racing season, which is always big for them, but yeah. I didn't understand it. The races were on TV, and there was this woman who was very pretty, objectively. I don't know. I didn't feel – I wasn't drawn to her, you know.
Objectively, she was beautiful. Not my type, though.
No, she wasn't. And she's in a little fascinator and a dress, and she knew heaps about horses and stuff, about racing. And then he just, like, looked at the TV and looked at me, and he goes, "Aren't you jealous of her?"
Who said that?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why was he jealous of her?
No, he asked me if, like, "Aren't you jealous of her?"
You?
Yeah.
Why would you be jealous of her?
Because she's beautiful and she knows about horses.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I was like, excuse me?
Wait, so he just expected you to be jealous of her?
Yeah.
Does he think every woman's looking at that woman being like, that fucking bitch, I wish I was her?
I think he was just like the pinnacle of what a woman should be. It's just like...
She's right there, the queen. Yeah. Queen aunt.
A pretty woman on television who knows about racing and clearly comes from a lot of money. I'll take the money, sure. Yeah. Everything else, you can leave it.
Oh my God. I'm glad that you broke up with him.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, so that's what she reminds me of, just that whole vibe. So they sit down, and then one sister is not having it.
No.
And he said, "I was packing darkies for a second there."
Is that poo? Because poo is brown and
yes, yes.
We've but people deciphered it again. The Da Vinci Code.
But people were on Twitter saying that's fucked because people use the word darkies for other. Well, they use it to describe some people.
Yeah.
Racistly.
Yeah.
But he didn't mean that, no.
Yeah, he meant poo.
Yeah, he did. Which is yeah, fucked meant, up
well,
also.
He meant poo, okay?
It's get fine.
Over. It's not racist. He was talking about shit.
Which I also find very offensive.
Yeah. I'm here to save the day again, guys.
both are no-no in my books.
I love shit talk, so.
Yeah. Fucking freak. So... Yeah, they're all getting along, and then this is my Google Doc is literally just like, "Oh, I bet they fucking go to the races every year." I just can't get over. It's like reliving my trauma. So then the two sisters go and ask him questions he can't answer.
Because
bring him into the kitchen to help with dessert, I think. Yeah. But
they made him do something with some sort of cheesecake.
Oh, it was a pavlova, wasn't it?
Pavlova. What the fuck?
It was definitely a pavlova.
They were spreading stuff on it.
Yeah.
But it was like a cheesecake shape.
What shape is a pavlova?
I feel like you... Like it's like all crumbly on top.
I'm so hungry. I miss cheesecake.
It was like this tall too. It was like 2 inches, like an inch and a half tall.
Mm.
Surely that wasn't a pavlova.
Pavlova, you put cream on top.
Yeah, I know, but I'm assuming it's some sort of other dessert. I feel like it had a base too, like a crumbly biscuit base, and then like I think it was a cheesecake that they were putting cream on top of or something.
Well, that's which fucking dumb. Doesn't make dumb.
Sense, but I don't.
I think it was a pavlova.
Well, agree to disagree, Naomi.
Okay. Fact check us, bitches.
Tell us what dessert you think it was. DM us.
Because it matters. We are in Footscray.
Yes. There's a thing that I say every day, which is, well, not every day, but I said a lot, which is that we don't go a day in Footscray without hearing some sort of siren. That's just a car alarm. So I'm just going to shut the window and hopefully we won't hear it anymore. Ooh, went the wrong way. Is that better?
I mean, yeah, the car alarm stopped as you shut the window, but
yeah, but you know, it was me too.
So yeah, it's a good time at her house. You just blended into the family. And here I've written, just like the TV blended into the wall. Roasted by me. And yeah, and then they do kissy kissy out the front, but she said she won't put her part on a plate for him when there's three other women.
Yeah.
Which normal. Is normal.
Normal.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Behavior.
Yeah. And makes sense.
Yeah. I don't understand why Nick thinks that. He also seems to think that all these women should be in love with him by now or something and should be putting
their heart to sleep. He demands so much from them when he gives them nothing.
Yeah. Because it's like, we understand that you can't give too much, but also, like, they don't have to either. And a lot of them wouldn't have feelings for you yet. You've been on two dates.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And he's like, well, I have to choose someone. So you're going to all have to, like, perform for me and, you know, bear your emotions to me so I can decide. And it's like, yeah, it makes sense. And that's why the format of the show is so dumb. Because, like, it just gives one man all the power, which is not what a relationship is supposed to be about.
No, it's also like, I mean, when I've been on dates with people, I'm still like second, third date. I'm like, I don't know. What do I think about them? I don't know yet. they seem nice. I'll give them another go. Let's like go.
Is that what you were like with Jono?
No, we were friends for like a year before we started dating.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
I've never been friends with someone for a long period of time and then started dating them. Apart from my first boyfriend, but that's because I like had a crush on him for ages. What's that like?
It's nice, I suppose.
So you just didn't think of it beforehand?
Well, no. We thought of it, and then I think both of us were worried about comedy and stuff. How it would it be weird? Would it be awkward? And then we're like, who cares?
And that's love.
And that's the story of how you put love before awkwardness.
Love before open mics. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Whereas I was like, I was hesitating about starting comedy because, of course, I had a boyfriend who already did comedy.
Ah.
And I was like, people are going to think I'm just doing this because he does it.
Yeah.
Which is like partly true because I hadn't seen that much comedy before I was with him. And then I saw so much of it. And then I was like, I can do this. Yeah. I'm definitely not going to name them, but I was watching one person do stand-up comedy at like Festival Club. And I was just like, I'm okay. Funnier than this.
Wait, I'm going to find out who it is. So we're going to pause the podcast here.
You can just beep it out.
Yeah, I will. I'll
remember to beep it out.
I will.
I know you're not the best editor, but please don't ruin my career.
No, I'll just cut it fully out.
Yeah, I was watching them and I was just like, this isn't that good. And I literally leaned over to Mark. I was like, I can do this. And he was like, yeah. And little did he know that I'd been like thinking about it for months but hadn't told him. I told a couple of like my girlfriends, so I was like, I'm thinking of doing this, and they were like, do it, but I didn't want to tell him because I was like shy.
Do it, girl.
Do it, follow your dreams. And here we are. But yeah, it's funny how people can inspire you.
Yeah, that's like, it's so funny. That's the story of like every person I know doing comedy. Like, really? It was never like, I saw this amazing comedian and I was like, I want to do that. It was like, I saw this real shit comic and I was like, I could do that better.
Yeah. Well, it's like whenever I see someone who's amazing, it just makes me think, why am I doing this? It's like, that's better than anything I'll ever do. So what's the fucking point? The one person whose comedy I've watched and I've thought, like, I'm inspired to do better is Laura Davis. Yeah. It was just, like, so amazing. But everyone else when I see, I don't know what it is about her, maybe because she's so, like, uplifting, even though she's being so morbid. But, like, literally, she's this amazing comedian. Look her up. She lives in England now.
She'll be back. She's going to be back in Melbourne for a few months, I think, in November.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. I love her.
We're just good friends, so we're going to hang out and stuff, whatever.
I'm like friends with her, but not like good friends, I guess.
Okay, maybe so. I'll invite you. Who knows? We went on a holiday to my hometown together.
Yeah, really? Well, she wrote some jokes into my pilot, so who has a better relationship with her? Who's to know?
So you hired her?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, do you hire most of your friends?
No, just the talented ones, bitch. Burn! Got you. Anyway, my point was, it's a rare thing for me to see someone who's really, really good and actually inspire me. It's much more likely that I see someone who's shit.
Yeah.
And want to defeat them.
Yeah, I feel like that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And this is a successful person I'm talking about as well. That's why it wasn't like I went to some open mic and saw some guy do like a pedophile joke and I was like, now I'll go. Anyway, so, all right, Brittany, we're on to number four.
I like Brittany's dad. That's all I can say.
Oh, Brittany's dad is great. So, okay, so Port Macquarie, we're at Port Macquarie.
Yeah, they go on a camel ride. Who cares? Boring.
Yeah. They're like, we've so much in common. Born in the same town. Our dads are both lifeguards at the same beach at the same time. Like, they work together. And she's like, pretty rare and crazy thing. It's like, what, to be from the same town?
Yeah.
No.
I also don't understand. No, it's not. Those aren't things in common. Those are coincidences. Those aren't like personality traits. Those aren't anything. Yeah. That's just like, oh, yeah. Cool. That's it.
I think there is value in sharing a life experience and like being from the same town. I think that does connect people. I understand that. I don't think it's that interesting. But I do connect with people who are from like the west side. So the west side of Melbourne is like, we're on the west side now technically, but we're like pretty far in to Melbourne. But growing up out there, it's just like, it's just a bit of shit kicking around, really.
Yeah.
Because Mark's from the west side as well.
Ah.
Yeah.
Bloody love in the west.
So it's basically the same story. It actually is. Yeah. I can't make fun of them because I'm like done the same thing. But it's like because of the age difference. Mark used to like work at bars that like my oldest sister and her boyfriend used to go to all the time. So it's like similar, but it's like I was 12 at the time. I like to remind him that he was like fingering girls before I had even grown pubes, and it really upsets
him. Naomi, that upset me just then.
It's really funny. Once he was like, I think if we went to high school together, do you think we'd fall in love? I'd be like, well, I mean, I would have been 12 when you were 17, so no. And he's like, not like that. what a freak. So we're on Brittany's date. Okay.
Yeah.
So they should rock up to the house and Brittany's dad is not having it.
Not happy at all.
He's like, I had no idea who you were. So I looked it up a bit and, I don't have a great doodle of respect for football players in terms of their relationship with women.
I was like, I like this dad.
Yeah, I was like, yes, daddy.
Yes, you are right. There are a lot of charges against rugby players, a lot.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are a lot of things.
And of course, they never get convicted because I'm reading the book Eggshell Skull at the moment. Yeah. I don't know if you know, but pretty much nobody gets convicted.
And also, a bunch of them don't get reported either.
Yeah.
Because they don't get convicted, so what's the point of slogging yourself through that?
People really hate women who come out against beloved sports people.
Oh, yeah.
They hate it so much.
Or anyone.
Yeah, anyone. But in particular, public figures.
Yeah, it's like, how dare
you're
you?
You're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what? Why would I make this up?
For fun and attention.
Yeah.
Because I love drama.
I love when people are mean to me.
Yeah. I actually, this isn't fun or funny, but I like had a thought of like if someone powerful that like was in an industry that like I was in, you know, that I needed help from or something like that, like if they did something, I'm like, fuck, I would not want that to happen. It's like, obviously you wouldn't want to get assaulted, but I was like, I don't know if I'd say anything about it because then you'd just be forever known as the girl who got assaulted.
Yeah.
And it's like, no wonder like people, like I just wouldn't. Like, it just wouldn't want to tarnish yourself with that brush because people don't see you. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's what people think of.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember when Me Too happened and I, like, felt obligated to write it because it's like, we need to show how widespread this is. And I'm like, well, if I don't post it too, then, like,
yeah,
you know. And it was just, like, minor on the spectrum when I thought about it. Like, when all that happened, I was like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. I was like, oh no, all these things I'd forgotten about and now you've made me think about all of them at once. But it's just like stupid, like, you know, guys at clubs touching you or like pushing you up against a wall and like just being gross. And yeah, so I wrote Me Too and then someone did like a sad react and I got so annoyed and I was just like, I'm fine. It was normal. This happens to everyone. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be seen as, like, you don't want people to look at you with sadness.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much like every, that's the whole thing, is like every girl's had fucked shit happen.
Yeah, and it's like we can come out of it, but yeah, also respect us and give us anything we want and put them all in jail.
Yeah.
But also don't look at us as victims because...
Women
have always been strong because we've always had to put up with this fucking bullshit.
Yeah. I moved house once because a man followed me home from the train station.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he asked for my number at the front door and I was so terrified because all my housemates were weren't at home.
Shit.
I knew they were out of town. And my bedroom was, like, on the ground floor and I had a big window and I was like, he could just break in. He knows where I live. He has my phone number because he also, like, called my phone when I gave him the number to make sure that it was my phone number.
Oh, my God. So he, like, made you give him the right number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, and then I just was just like, I'm going to move house. Just moved house. Easier. How would they find him? I've got his phone number.
Oh no. Anyways,
not that you could do anything about a man following you home.
No.
Asking for your number. And then you gave him your number.
Well, so your fault, I guess.
Yeah.
That won't hold up in court. Once a guy followed me into the city, I was so grateful that he didn't follow me out of the city.
Yeah.
And I also convinced myself that he wasn't following me because like there were people going into the city. It was like weekend night, it's like a Friday or Saturday night or something, and I'm like, he's obviously not following me because I was standing at a tram stop in Fitzroy and this like huge guy, like really big, tall, like wearing a hoodie, he just like walked up and like I, you know when like someone's walking towards you and you get this rush of adrenaline, like am I gonna get attacked and die, you know that? So but then he was like walking straight for me, but then he just like walked past and stood like kind of near me but just waiting for the tram, and I was like, I'm such a dumb bitch. And then we got on the tram and then I got off and then it was really busy.
Yeah.
But then I like saw him like walking behind me and I'm like, everyone's getting off the tram. It's normal. He's not following me. And so then I kept walking and then he was still like behind me and like I like made eye contact with him and he was like, looked like he was following me. And I'm like, everyone's in the city. He's not following me. And then I went down I went down like Little Bourke Street, which is like Chinatown. And then he turned the corner as well. And I'm like, it's a busy street. And then I went down this alley, which was like comedy festival. There used to be a venue called Roxanne's, which was down an alley. And there's nothing else down the alley. And then I walked down the alley. And then I was like walking towards the venue. And then I like turned around and he was walking down the alley and like looking at me and then just like sort of like slowing to a stop when he realized I'd like gotten to a venue.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, like he was like,
oh,
like he was just like, oh, well, I guess I can't attack her. And I was like, what the fuck? And he was huge.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. He reminded me of like a young biker or something like that. Yeah. And then I like came out with, I'd like picked Mark up from his show and then like we came out and he was just like standing at the end of the lane.
Yeah.
Just and like the amount of time I convinced myself that he wasn't, like even though he was looking at me the whole time, I just convinced myself. Like,
you know.
Yeah, but you also convince yourself that because you don't want to make a scene.
Yeah. I don't want to flatter myself.
Yeah. Yeah, which is like even.
He doesn't want to rape me. Oh, no.
Who do you think you are, Naomi?
Oh, the hottest shit, do you? Oh. Calm down.
It's amazing how to saying leave me alone. Like literally I was at a karaoke bar once and I was wearing my like these like dungarees that I wear all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just like dancing and then there were like these two men and this one woman sitting at a table. It's obviously a couple and then a single man next to them. And they were like in their late 30s. And then he just pointed at me, he's like, "Oi, you, come here." And I was just dancing with my friends and I was like, "No. No, thank you." And he's like, "I'm not trying to hit on you. You're in overalls, for Christ's sake. Come here." And then I was like, "What? What do you want?" And he's like, "Where'd you get those pants? I just wanted to ask. I'm married, all right?" And I was like, "Leave me the fuck alone. I didn't think you were hitting on me. I just don't want to talk to this random old dude at a bar."
Who keeps on going, "Oi.
Oi, come here." I was like, "Fuck off. That's leave rude. Me alone. I'm having fun with my friends. I don't care if you think I'm hot or not."
Yeah.
That's just, it's not important to me at all. I just don't want to talk to you.
Listen, I'm not talking to you to try and fuck you, okay? Yeah. I'm not trying to sexually assault you, okay? Just tell me where your fucking pants are from. What a dick. Yeah. One time I was on the train platform waiting to go home and this guy came up to me and he was like, "Excuse me, how long until the Sunbury line or something?" And I was like, I like pointed to the board that said and I was like, eight minutes. And then he's like, "Where are you going?" And I was like, "Home." And he's like, "What train do you catch?" And I was like, "The train that takes me home." And then I just like walked up the train platform a bit and then he came up to me and I like had my headphones in and then he said something else and like part of me was just like, maybe this is just a weird guy who like doesn't know how to get home and he's confused about how to get there. And for some reason, like, I have a very like friendly looking face. I just look kind of like sweet and innocent to other people.
Yeah.
And then so I heard him say something and I didn't know what it was, so I put my headphones out and I was like pardon. And then he was like, "What position do you like?" And I was like, "What?" And then he was like, "What position do you like?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And then he was like, "To fuck." And I was like, "What the fuck, dude? You can't say that to women." And then I walked away and then I got on my train and then I, like, he got on the same train.
No.
And then I called John and was like, "Can you please meet me at the train station, please?" And he was like, "Yes."
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway, this has turned into the Me Too episode.
Sorry, guys, to make it down. Just talk about all the fuck shit people have done.
I'm so tired of men.
Enough to ask somebody what position they like, just to a stranger.
Imagine if you were like, "I like to be on top." Oh my god, it's people. I don't know why they think any of these approaches are going to work. Like that guy would.
I think they in like the to karaoke make you feel bar, uncomfortable like, sometimes too. I think sometimes that's their motive.
Yeah,
I just want to make them feel uncomfortable.
I know the guy in the karaoke bar, his motive was to fuck me. And I was like, "No, no, no, you don't get to fuck me. I know you want to." That's why I wore overalls to a club, because I wanted the attention. Where are we? Oh, yeah. We're talking. Okay, this is Brittany's dad's fault because he respects women.
Yeah, sorry we got on. Although, very funny, though. He said Brittany's ex betrayed her and her dad alluded to the fact that he would bash him if he could.
Yeah. Well, I wrote that down. I would give him physical harm given the opportunity.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then he says, if you break her heart, I'm going to be the one to help pick up the pieces. And, like, yeah, obviously, like, the guy who was there last time was, a piece of shit. In terms of that relationship, she was 110% invested and he let her down majorly.
Yeah, he wanted a trophy wife or something. Yeah.
Why are you on this show? Oh, and then Nick says, yeah, the dad asks, why are you on this show? And Nick goes, you don't just want to meet a girl at a bar. What's that mean?
Is that why you don't like Cass because you met her at a bar?
What's wrong with meeting a girl at a bar?
Yeah. This is the most elaborate way to meet a girl.
Yeah. Also, just say you want the fucking PR.
Yeah.
Just say that. This is a really good way to stay current.
Yeah, you're taking a year of footy to see if you can get another career somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Because your body is starting to fail you because you're getting old and you push yourself too hard to be a rugby player. Now you want to get some hot puss at the same time as getting your face back on the tally.
Steaming hot puss.
Steaming hot. Oh, yuck. I know I started that.
It's so gross.
Steaming hot puss. So he's, daddy's not keen.
No.
But I'm keen on daddy.
We need to try and get through this.
That's too. Fine. We had like 10 minutes the drama. I forgot drama. All about the fucking drama. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's fine. It can just go long.
Okay.
People like it long.
Yeah, but I'm editing this episode, Naomi.
Yeah, and I want to punish you.
No. So, basically, Brit's...
You can't just hurry the episode.
I'm going to hurry the episode.
Because you have to edit it.
Yeah, but we're going to go to an hour and a half to get through this.
That's fine. anyway.
I'm editing out all your jokes. So you look unfunny.
Don't laugh at them anyway.
I know where they are.
I know where you tried. So, okay, I forgot about all the drama. Okay, so now Brittany's sister is like, I heard that I've seen the news articles that he knew one of the contestants before the show, Cassandra.
Yeah, her name's Cass. Get it right.
And that everyone's saying now that the whole show is a ploy. They were dating up until the show. And this is just like just a TV stunt.
Yeah.
And they're going to end up together.
Yeah.
And Brittany is shell-shocked because, like I thought earlier, Cass didn't mention to them that they actually gone on dates.
Yeah. But. With this as well, that made me upset because it also made it seem like, I mean, now Nick can't choose her because if people are saying it's a PR stunt, then he can't.
Yeah.
He can't because then it'll make the whole thing look fake.
Yep. You could prove it, but also he's never going to pick her anyway.
No.
Because
he's a fucking dickhead.
So Brittany is shocked by this, but and so she asked Nick about it and he's like, oh, it was a year ago. We haven't, done anything in over a year, blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, it was just a little dalliance.
He also pretty much says that they did it, too.
What did he say?
He, like, said something that was like, yeah, we just, like, went out a few times and did a bit of stuff. And, like, to me, I was like, that was
Did him. A bit of stuff. That Are we like, in high school?
Yeah, I felt like that was him saying that, like, oh, yeah, we have had physical stuff before. I don't know.
Have you done hand stuff with her?
I don't know. That's just what I got from the vibe.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what Brittany says. She's like, they were dating, they were kissing. Anyway, so we go to the cocktail party, which is like basically they're all coming back from their hometowns. So it's kind of like a mini reunion. And then like, Cass is there and Brittany goes up and hugs her. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's about to go down because Brittany's not happy.
No.
And, then she just confronts her and she's like, what, like, tell me your relationship with Nick before the show. Why didn't you mention this? So Cass says, I met him at a bar, but I saw him at a bar, I didn't speak to him. And then I ran into him on the beach and he came to my birthday. And then, like, we had a few dates. He asked me out to dinner a couple times, went on a couple dates. And, that's it. And then it was over after that. And Brittany says, it came out of my hometown and I was mortified.
Yeah. I was embarrassed and I felt stupid. And then Cass is crying and I'm like...
Cass is immediately crying because, yeah, like, just the thought that she is upset someone, is, yeah, just, like, too much for her.
And it's also like, but she doesn't owe you anything.
No, and it's not like she was like, ha-ha.
You all knew that she knew him beforehand. And clearly from the way that she is quite besotted by him, like, you know that they've, like, chatted before or been on a date or whatever. But none of that, yeah, matters anyway.
No.
She's clearly not been favoured for the whole show.
No.
You've been one of the favourites.
Yep. Yep. And, yeah, it's just a real bummer because she's, like, clearly trying to not hurt people's feelings by being like, I fucked him. Like,
yeah.
They don't need to know that. And it's, like, people who come back and don't just be like, oh, yeah, we kissed and we did this and we did that. Like, it's, you don't want to hear about that with someone, yeah, you're dating too.
Yeah. And then Brit starts being quite mean. She keeps on trying to push Cass to ask if they've fucked, pretty,
yeah,
much.
She's like, explain exactly what was your relationship. And Cass is crying. She's like, I'm so sorry. I wouldn't say we were in a relationship. I wouldn't say we were dating. I wouldn't even call it seeing each other. And then Brit goes, the media are saying the whole thing is a ploy and you're together. And then she's like, why? And then she goes, why am I here if you and Nick are a sure thing? And Cass goes, we're not at all. And this is when it gets a bit fucked because Brittany's like, was it physical? I've spoken to Nick, so don't lie. And it's like, if you've spoken to Nick, why are you speaking to her? She, yeah, doesn't owe you anything. Ask Nick about it.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're expecting more out of Nick. And then poor Cass,
yeah,
is like on fucking national television, has to say like,
if she's,
how many bases they've gone to. Like, yeah, like it literally was like, did you suck his dick?
Yeah.
Anyway, and she's like, I don't know what to say. We kissed and stuff. This is really an inappropriate situation. I don't know how to handle this. And then Brittany goes, were you staying with each other? Basically said, did you fuck him?
Yeah.
And she goes, this is really inappropriate.
Which I quite like because I like that Cass goes on with things to a certain extent until she puts her foot down. And then she's like, no, and sticks up for herself. And I'm glad that she did and was like, no, Brittany.
Yeah.
But it clearly upset her heaps. And it made me really dislike Brittany.
Yeah, because it's like, what?
What does it matter?
You know Cass.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do this to her?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I was furious. I was furious at Brittany. And then they go to the rose ceremony and Cass is still, like, holding back tears.
And they didn't fix up. Like, they didn't give her any time, clearly, to, like, pull herself together.
Mm.
Or, like, touch up her makeup and, you know, like, I just felt so sorry for it.
Oh, I have a feeling she just kept crying.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, they, obviously they get to the rose ceremony. He only has three roses and it's Cass who goes home. Which
I cried.
I cried too. It was so fucking sad. I knew it was coming the whole season. I'm like, we're going to, yeah, watch her get her heart broken.
I was hoping it would happen earlier though before we'd like seen how invested she was and fallen in love with her.
Yeah. Yeah, it was mortifying. It was so sad to watch. She's like, I didn't see it coming. Oh, God. It's just... Yeah. Watching her and she's still like, it's okay, you know, not like fucking Shannon being like, you've made the wrong decision.
Yeah, I hate that when he asked her if he could walk her out and then like asked if he could have a hug and she clearly didn't want a hug.
Mm.
Like she was like, yeah, because she's so nice and he just forced himself upon. Yeah, it just made me feel uncomfortable and I knew that she wanted to say something but she couldn't say it.
Yeah. Oh, poor little Cass. And then, yeah, as soon as he...
I would have... But in my mind, if that was me, I'd be like, no, fuck you. You fucking dickhead. You play with my heart. Get the fuck out of my sight.
Yeah.
He's clearly... I hope you go have fun with boring Brittany. Hope her dad bashes you.
Me too. Hashtag.
Love violence.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't deserve this. I don't know how. I mean, there's only two episodes left, which is the good news. We're, yeah, nearly at the end of it.
Thank God.
And then we start.
Does it start directly the week after?
How many times do I have to say yes?
Okay, it's just on my mind.
This is literally the...
And I've got a bunch of shit to do. I'm worried. Anyway, we're fine.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I got gigs on every night and my mum in town every day.
I hope she comes out with a hula skirt.
Maybe I'll get her on the pod, make her watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, right. Get her on the pod.
She'll be like, what the fuck's happening? Oh, he was a dickhead. Oh, I didn't like him.
I'm not averse to having her on the pod.
Okay. You're not averse to having her on
the pod. No. All right. Only because I want to put my mum on the pod.
Okay.
My mum's been watching The Bachelor now because she listened to the podcast.
Does she listen to the podcast every week?
Yeah. That's she so listens funny. To everything I do.
We just had a chat with her a moment ago, didn't we?
Yeah, in between the episodes. Yeah. Yeah, she's beautiful. But yeah, then she the other night she messaged me. She's like, oh no, poor Cassie.
So sad.
Yeah, it really was. It was heartbreaking. She deserves better. I hope she's on Bachelor in Paradise or The Bachelorette, maybe.
Yeah.
There are so many people that could be The Bachelorette now, I think, that we have like a growing universe. Or just bring in someone new. That's always nice.
I want Cass. But also, I feel like it will be so hard for her to have to tell people that she doesn't want to be with them.
Yeah, but she could do it.
Yeah. Also, Allie's her and Nick went on a few dates and, like, hung out a bunch before she started to get attached.
Yeah, she knew him for over a year and she, like, built him up in her head as well.
Yeah. So, I'm sure that she's, like, a regular person when it comes to people who aren't Nick.
Yeah, for sure. I was, like, seeing this guy a while back and I was, like, real smitten with him. But he was, like, a fucking piece of shit. Like,
sorry, Mark.
And once I...
You've really... I'm so sorry. I think this is Naomi telling you it's over.
No. Anyway, once I got out of it and once I was, like, far enough away from it, like, now it's so funny to me that I liked him at all. And I think it'll be the same for Cass. She'll be like, he didn't give me anything.
Yeah. There's always those people who you're like, ah, God, they're amazing. And then I'll be like, what the fuck? What is wrong with me?
And this guy once, I'm sorry, I know you want to wrap this up. This guy once told me that he, and I have to take him seriously because he was like, no, I'm being genuine. I did this once. I'm not proud of it. But we were egging people and there was a woman in a wheelchair holding a puppy.
No.
And he egged her.
Why? Why did he egg her?
Because he's a fucking private school piece of shit cunt.
That poor woman.
Right? And I'm like, it's true. It sounds like you've made it up. But he was like, no, quite genuinely, I did that. I'm not proud of it. I really regret it.
Why'd you tell me? Don't tell anybody.
He's such a, like, I was like, you're such a piece of shit. Let's be together forever. No, I didn't like him that much, but I was still like, I was a bit smitten with him, I think, just because we were. But it was like very much on a cast level of just like, well, I wasn't as keen on him as cat. I definitely didn't write him into any journal or like even think I was going to end up with him. When we were getting in a relationship, I was like, yeah, okay. Fine, let's be in a relationship. And then 3 days in, I was like, yeah, this is all right. And he's like, oh, she likes me? Yuck. Anyway. Yeah, so hopefully she gets far away from it and she can realize that he's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she will. I think she'll be fine.
I think so too. She's a beautiful, talented, sweet, kind young lady with a massive Instagram following. She was Insta famous before The Bachelor.
Yeah, she was. She doesn't need him for that.
No. She's so good at promoting brands.
Yeah. And she's ripped.
Yeah, she's so ripped.
Let's not forget that she's ripped.
I want a picture of her with her sister both showing. Like, I want
to picking up a car.
Yeah, please do show me something of, because her sister is so fucking ripped. When I saw her chest, I was like, Jesus Christ, that is a muscular chest. And then her arms, and I was like, oh my God.
I really admire their dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was I talking about squats last week?
Yeah, we're talking about squats last week.
Still haven't done a squat.
Do one right now on the pod. Live squat.
Right after the pod, I'll do a squat, I promise.
Okay.
I won't. All right, that's all. That's it. We're going into the final week. Are you excited for this journey to be over?
So excited for this journey to be over.
So sick of Nick.
So sick of Nick. I cannot believe how sick of Nick I am.
And you cannot wait for it to start again.
Brittany. And I don't think there's anybody I'm rooting for anymore.
Brooke?
Yeah, she kind of lost me when, you know.
When she came out wrong?
Yeah, I don't know.
that's not her fault. She's not true. Malicious.
She's not malicious. Just insecure. She's just, yeah. She doesn't respect herself.
That's why you have to support her.
Okay.
We're team Brooke, obviously.
We're team Brooke.
If we have to choose. The same way I'm team Collingwood.
I'm still team Cass. I'm sorry. I'm team Cass and team Dasher.
Yeah, I'm sure Dasha's doing great now.
Oh, Dasha will be doing fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like once you have a kid, you're like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. That's why she was never interested in the process. She's like, I have a real life. Okay, so follow us Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also, you can follow our individual ones as well.
Yeah, what's yours?
Nomstrosity.
And I'm at Danielle's Cool, okay?
I'd just look up Naomi Higgins if you want to find me.
I think search Danielle Walker. And I'll be the second result because there's a famous Danielle Walker.
Oh, really?
Who's written a New York Times bestseller called Against All Grains. And she hates carbs.
Oh my God, that is not your brand.
She's against all grains.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I think my sister's like celiac or something. I don't know, one of the things that's like you can't eat. And my mum has one of her books.
Wait, your sister? This sister?
No, the other one in Townsville.
It's like, oh my God, imagine being a celiac vegan.
Yeah.
God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, Tara wouldn't stick to any sort of regime anyway. She's like vegan, but all the time I just see her eating sour straps as her only meal. Okay, very good.
Yeah, people just assume vegans are healthy, but really they just eat a lot of chips.
Yeah, I'm like, no, she's not. She also eats a lot of things that it's like, it's always like, could contain shellfish. What? It's like, yeah, it's been made on the same surface, but she's not. She's going to eat prawns.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fine. I make the rules. Yeah. Leave us a review. Oh shit, someone asked questions.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I feel like we should answer the questions.
Yeah. Give us the questions.
I'm so sorry.
Did we ask them to send us questions?
No, someone just sent questions.
Oh, okay.
Blonde Matthew.
Oh.
Blonde Matthew.
We know Blonde Matthew. Blonde Matthew taught me how to use Illustrator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a very good drawer. He's drawn pictures of both of us.
Yes.
So check out his Instagram. He sent me some pictures and some questions. You know what? Let's just save it till next week because
there are a lot of questions.
This has been too long and it'll be like a chat.
Yes, it is an hour 20 now.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, look forward to that next episode. Stop. You're about to press stop. We haven't even said goodbye.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready.
You're like, end this now. What else? Music by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. What else?
Singing by us.
You're welcome. subscribe and leave us a review.
Please.
Please. And tell your friends. And, I don't know, send us a kiss. I'm going insane.
We've asked, so it's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening yet again.
Okay.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.